Good, do your thing, Mark.
This meeting is being recorded.
All set.
This is the regularly scheduled monthly meeting of the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission. Today is Tuesday, January 17th. Would everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
7:02 p.m. And Mr. Mizowitz is coming in too.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yes, good evening. Mr. Estevan.
Here.
Mr. Jalowick. Saw you, Steve.
He's on mute.
Yeah.
Here.
There. Mr. He's Sanchez.
Here.
Mr. Sadlick.
Here.
Mr. Kopchansky.
Here.
Mr. Miskiewicz.
Here.
Mr. DiGiovanni.
He called me earlier. He said he'd be a little late, but he will be.
All right. Mr. Blisman.
Here.
And Mr. Frattarola.
Mike's not going to be here. He's in California for work.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda. Let the record say I do not have any this evening. Communications. For the record, let the record show I do not have any communications this evening. And I also haven't been to City Hall, so I haven't checked the mailbox in months and probably a long time. I do not have public portion. Is there anybody from the pub who would like to address the commission at this time? Please stand, state your name for the record. Come on, Tom, you don't have anything to say?
Must be on mute.
No, Teddy, thank you. You gave me my answer yesterday.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, thank you, Teddy.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody from the public? Anybody else from the public? Move on to approval of minutes of the 12:20 regular meeting. I sent everybody the minutes. They should have a chance to look at them. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Made. I'll second it. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Receipt of applications. There is no new applications. Then we'll move on to item number 9A. It's a public hearing for the minister for Trinidad Christiana Church, 10 Elizabeth Street, site plan application for a worship and Bible study meeting place. Is there somebody from the applicant who would like to address the commission at this time?
Hi, good evening. This is Luz Prieto, represent the Ministerio Fraternidad Cristiana.
Okay, I want to tell us a little bit about what you're going to do there, Luz.
Hi, good evening, everyone. So we are a new church starting in Derby. So we're looking to rent 10 Elizabeth to start off our church in the Derby area, where we will be having Bible study and worship meetings.
Okay. And the hours of operation?
So it will be Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. and also Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m.
And you also, there's a letter to waive the site plan because there's street parking and there's a city parking garage within 500 feet shared with Twisted Vine Restaurant. There's about 30 all members, right. One car for a family, and there are between 5 and 7 cars for all.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Any commission members have any questions for the applicant before it opens to the public? Any commission members? They did apply. It does require a public hearing because they are in the CDD zone. And based on our regulations, that's why they need the public hearing. So is there any questions from any members? Open to up to the public now, since it is a public hearing and we open the public hearing. Is there anybody from the pub who would like to comment on this application at this time? Anybody from the public? Okay, with no questions, it seems pretty straightforward. I entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Made and seconded by Dan and Steve. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we close that. We'll move on to item number 9B, City of Derby, Planning and Zoning Commission, Zone Tech Change Application to repeal and replace Section 195-138 to clarify zoning enforcement procedures. That is also a public hearing. And I entertain a motion that we open a public hearing.
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And again, this is pretty straightforward. We did get two responses from NBCOG and from South Central that there's no intermunicipal effect. So we did get returns back from them. Right, Brian?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we received responses from both South Central Regional Council of Governments and Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments. Both found no intermunicipal issues. However, SCROG did note that something that probably should be reviewed with Barbara and Vin or John Marini on this call, that any imposition of fines would also have to be adopted by the Legislative Council, or in this case, the Board of Aldermen and Alderwoman. So I don't think that has any bearing on the decisions of this commission, but it may be something, some additional paperwork from the B of AA.
Thank you. Thanks, Ryan. John, we'll leave that up to you, since that is not a matter for this commission to discuss or our concern. It's part of the legislative body, and John's here representing the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen and the Planning and Zoning Commission. You're pinching quite well for Barbara. You're keeping quiet, just like her. It's great, John. So anyway, is there any further discussion from any commission members?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask, how are we making out with the conflict with the City Ordinance 32-18, which gives the appointing authority to the mayor and the Board of Aldermen?
John, would you like to answer that?
So what's, given I wasn't at the, I guess, the follow-up to this, what's the context? There's a conflict with who fills the vacancy?
Yes.
Yes.
And what's the current position of the board, or is there, has there been a question as to who the appropriate authority is, or?
John, Ordinance 32-18, which we've discussed over the last two meetings, gives the appointment to the mayor with the concurrence of the Board of Aldermen.
Yep.
And that's a quadrennial term, so it's a 4-year term. The Planning and Zoning Commission isn't part of the appointment, although the state statute directs the Planning and Zoning Commission to give direction to a zoning enforcement officer if he is appointed. So what we're trying to avoid is having one position that has two appointing authorities.
Right.
So I would, and there's one vacancy?
Yeah, one vacancy.
Yes.
And is there a plan in place to fill the vacancy? Has the mayor proposed an appointment to the Board of Aldermen?
Oh, it's not vacant right now.
Okay.
The position's not vacant right now, but, you know, in the future, if it does become vacant,
yep,
you know, who gets the appointment?
I mean, it sounds like you would follow the charter. I'd have to take a look really quickly at that language. I mean, just because there's there's authority over an official doesn't mean it changes the equation in terms of the appointment authority. But that's the concern, is that authority, you think, creates a conflict over who appoints?
Well, I think Vin kind of addressed it in a statement. I'm surprised that you're not aware of it. He felt that the appointment would be made by the Planning and Zoning Commission, but the hiring would be done by the mayor and the Board of Aldermen.
Yep, and I've seen some situations resolved in that manner.
Okay, but again, that's going to involve the Board of Aldermen amending their ordinance.
Dave's concern is that it's cut and dried. There's no question. They appoint it, you appoint it, whoever appoints it, hires the person. What if there's a conflict?
Right.
The mayor would like to hire Joe. We don't like Joe. We'd rather have Susie. Yeah. What's going to happen then?
Yeah, then there you come for Tiger heads.
Right. Exactly. And Dave would rather it be cut and dried. So we don't come. He brought that up a couple meetings ago. And he'd like to see it cut and dried, done. Because there's a conflict right now between the...
Yep. So we really need an ordinance that's fashioned in a way that resolves that, that has a definitive outcome, that can't be turned into some sort of a chaotic situation. Right. So I think it's the alderman to get an ordinance, to get an ordinance drafted that would clarify and resolve that potential conflict before it happens. That makes sense.
Well, I have a question, John. So under proposed section 195-138A2 in the amendment being considered tonight, for zoning enforcement officer, it says the commission shall appoint a zoning enforcement officer who shall also be the citation officer and may appoint one or more deputy zoning enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. So I think the question is appoint is not hire, right? That it's almost, does that put the commission in the position of advisory to that hiring?
You know, appoint creates the idea of an agency, right? A position of agency, but not necessarily a position that is an employee, right? So that's where I think the Board of Aldermen come in to establish an employee relationship, setting of salary, contract, if any. But zoning definitely doesn't have the ability to do that, right? And that's separate and appoint from appointing someone. So there's appointing someone in their official capacity and making them an official. But of course, depending on the responsibilities, that may be dependent on an employee relationship, an employee-employer relationship with the city. So I understand the concern there to make sure that, you can see it as a check and a balance, or you can see it as certainly a potential for a conflict to not have everything go through the same, the same process. But in turn, there's also a check and a balance with the mayor, right? Just because the mayor appoints someone doesn't mean the board's going to approve them either.
Right. So essentially, it can be looked at as a check and balance rather than a conflict.
Exactly. And I think again, just because there's a potential for conflict doesn't mean that it's a negative thing. It's just you're basically asking for more boards and entities to be involved in the consensus, right? So it's not necessarily a negative. It just means that you're having to build consensus between the mayor, the Board of Aldermen, and the zoning.
Well, the language poses a conflict, John, because it's clear in this amendment for planning and zoning that PNZ appoints the zoning enforcement officer. Yep. City Ordinance 32-18 says the mayor, with the approval of the Board of Aldermen, shall appoint a zoning enforcement officer.
Oh, so
if they change that language to hire or use some other language, I think that you wouldn't run into that, real conflict.
I agree that then that establishes that as them in charge of the employee relationship of the salary of a contract and leave zoning to basically select it. This is very similar to a situation, honestly, with the police, right, where a police commission may hire a chief, but your legislative body is responsible for setting the terms of a contract. And we all know that if the legislative body is not willing or not able to come to terms on that contract, then that appointment is essentially going to become a moot point. The individual may walk away from the position. So you're not in unexplored territory here, but you're right. Right. As you're explaining it to me right now, that language needs to be resolved, needs to be reconciled, because you have two things saying the exact, that two entities are responsible for the same thing. one has to be changed. And I do believe that changing it in that way turns it into more of a check and a balance, something that's more similar to what I explained is like the hiring of a police chief.
So John, who would go first? We would appoint first, and then the mayor would come into the picture?
I would think that would make sense, that the board would do the appointment and then it would be turned over to the mayor and the legislative authority to work out the employment relationship. Say, hey, this is what we're offering in terms of salary. This is what we're offering in terms of a contract, if any, and then buckling it up from that side.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Okay, John, I have another question. The question being, we should not tend to do anything until we resolve this question of appointment and appointment. So we change the language. Once it's adopted, then we can move forward with what we want to see. Because there's nothing there's nothing that important right now that we need to have this done so we can have somebody with more of a bite. I would like to see it done correct.
Well, yeah, it makes more sense to iron it out. And honestly, getting some dialogue with the board also will save you headaches. Basically saying, hey, this is what we're looking at. This is what we propose for the solution. And getting their input as well. And I think consensus is important here. And you're right. And there's no vacancy. There's no huge rush to get this done. You want to make sure everyone understands what's being done.
Right.
And has an ability to put their two cents in.
And Sarah, I see that you're on. Being the president of the Board of Aldermen, do you agree? You're on mute.
I'm here. I do agree that when this first came to the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen, we certainly saw that there wasn't any big rush to get something done for someone, and there was confusion and questions on our end. So I would love to be able to work together and get things ironed out on both ends so we can, go forward in a manner which makes sense, for the city and for both of our boards.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your input, Sarah. Since this is a public hearing, I would open up it to the public. Would anybody from the public like to address to the commission at this time? Would anybody from the public like to address to the commission? Anyone from the public? Okay, Ryan, where do we go from here? Do we table it? Do we deny our own motion? We're in kind of uncharted waters here.
Not really, Mr. Chairman. You have, as a commission-driven application, there's no statutory time frame under which you have to follow. You can keep it open indefinitely. So there's nothing to prohibit you from continuing this discussion to the February meeting.
Okay. So you're saying we should keep the public hearing open until we have resolution of the conflict that David brought up?
If that's the commission's desire, certainly.
That could be indefinitely if we want to. We're not held under the same time constraints as we hold a normal applicant up to.
No, yeah. And a commission-driven application, there's no time frame.
Okay.
The group could formally send this to the Board of Aldermen so that it would be formally in front of them at their next meeting in order to start that process and get that reaction. And it may be as simple as once it's explained, there may be buy-in and then you could proceed. But it does seem to make sense to gather this consensus. That way everyone understands why this is being done and you have the ability to, and it wouldn't take too much time to get that, probably to get it to them.
It was important that we had Sarah here and she gave her input as a member of the Board of Aldermen and as president of the Board of Aldermen. I think that was great.
Mr. Chairman, is there anyone here from the mayor's office?
Not that I see.
Okay. I'd like to have their input as well.
I move that we keep the public hearing open and that we send it formally to the Board of Aldermen for their input to change whatever they have to change before we move forward with this resolution. Is there a second?
Sorry. I second that.
Oh. Made and seconded. David, any discussion? Yeah. All in favor?
One other thing, Ted.
Yeah, Dave.
We don't want to delay this too long because the thrust of this amendment really wasn't about the appointment. It was about the duties and powers that we were going to give to the zoning enforcement officer.
You brought up a concern and it's a valid one. So yeah. let's if they want you want to formally send it back to the Board of Aldermen, sure.
Yeah.
That's something we should definitely do.
And not to delay too long on this.
Correct.
Yeah.
Made and seconded. I know
a zoning enforcement officer would like to see this amendment adopted.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Yes, he would.
Yeah.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. We'll move on to 10A. New business. Ministerios Fraternidad Christiana Church, 10 Elizabeth Street, site plan discussion for a worship and Bible study meeting place discussion and possible action. I think it's pretty straightforward. The application, it's complete. It's cut and dried. Is there any questions from any members? We have the applicant here. I did have an approval drafted. I'd like to read it. The application for 10 Elizabeth Street, pursuant to section 185-48, the rezoning regulations, the Derby Glen Planning Zoning finds the following. Following the review of the plan supportive documentation submitted in support of this application, Derby Planning and Zoning Commission hereby approves this application for a special exception use for place of worship on property zoned on Derby Assessor's Map 8-5, Lot 65, subject to the following conditions. The special exception rule shall not be effective until it's filed on the Derby land records, along with any conditions in accordance with the general statutes of the state of Connecticut. And the building official shall not issue any building or zoning permits in the lots until the city finance director has verified all fees have been paid. The approval shall be based upon the following documents submitted. Derby Planning and Zoning Commission application for a special exception dated 12/13/2022. Email from Liz to building office with hours of operation. Letter from Liz dated December 13, 2022, requesting a waiver of site plan requirements. Consent number four, consent letter from the property owner dated January 13, 2023. The motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations. Item under new business, item number 10B, City of Derby Planning and Zoning Commission Zone 6 change the application to repeal and replace 185-38 and to clarify zoning. I think we already addressed this during the public hearing and under 9B, I believe. So no further action is made. Old business, 310 Sentinel Hill Road. Informal discussion continued. That's the person that's selling dump trucks and tractors and all kinds of stuff in front of their house, and they're doing all kinds of work. We don't have anybody from City Hall. The zoning enforcement officer, I believe, at the last meeting said he was going to attempt one more time to get on there and see how many apartments they had and so on and report back to us. He is not here this evening, unless anybody has received any notes from him or any word. I do not.
Mr. Chair, evidently there's big construction going on there because there's a load of lumber delivered on the side of the property.
Yes, yes, I know.
Yeah.
Dave, you know, I know it. I just asked for it. Were you able to get on the property? Was anybody able to see what was? I think that's how we left it last month.
Well, the building official should be notified of any construction going on there, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Not to say that this person will notify the building official. They might just do what they want. So I just wanted to keep it on here just so everybody knew what was going on. I'll ask Kevin to show up next month and explain to the commission what he's found out. Has anybody reached out to him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this way, this commission knows where to go from there. The next item on the agenda, 12, is payment of bills. If found correct, motion to pay bills, if found correct. I have one bill that Ryan so nicely handed us, and it's not a lot. A motion to pay bill, if found correct. So is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion to adjourn. Happy New Year, gentlemen. Ladies.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Aye. Take care.
7:28 p.m. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye.